newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Always good to have Megan Barth kicking off our show on Tuesdays, joining us from Carson City, where the 82nd Nevada legislature gaveled in yesterday. By my count, $11.4 billion in tax revenue coming into the state in the current budget that they're going to be negotiating. My question is, what are the legislative priorities going to be on each side? Have you been able to gather from Democrats, from Republicans, what the legislative priorities will be respectively?
Yeah, if you go over to Nellis, the Nellis system, it outlines the Nevada legislative bills and proposals that have been filed by a variety of members of both houses of the legislature. And I think what we can safely assume is that, you know, on top of the $250 million that the Democrats are demanding for education, there is a series of bills and proposals that seek to raise fees and taxes led by Democrats in order to fund, you know, a variety of, like I said, their pet projects. One legislator in particular, who I'm hoping to speak to while I'm in Carson City, is newly elected Selena LaRue Hatch, who is up north here, I want to say in 31 or 32 Assembly District. But nonetheless, she and some of the other lawmakers are looking to raise property taxes. And, you know, they believe that our current property tax system is, you know, unfair and hasn't evolved and, you know, needs that the property taxes need, the caps need to be eliminated. You know, and I have to say that this is an old canard. And being from Illinois, this is how and why Illinois is basically the last in the nation when it comes to financial stability as well as education. And they have, I guess, the most folks fleeing Illinois for other states, many of them my relatives. And the reason being is because of the property taxes. I just happened to speak to a grade school friend of mine who accidentally called me, and we ended up talking. And he and his wife owned a small rental in Elgin, Illinois, which is northwest of Chicago. And it was 800 square feet. So just a small kind of studio, maybe one bedroom apartment. The property taxes in Elgin, Illinois for that 800 square foot apartment was $8,000 a year.
Yikes.
When you look over, for example, to my mom, we were raised in Elgin, Illinois. My mom's girlfriend, my mom and dad's girlfriend, has lived in the same house since 1973 or 4, something like that. She has lived there now for 50 years. She is now widowed. The house they purchased in 1973, I think it was around $30,000. Her property taxes on that house, which is just a small single-family home, is $28,000 a year. She can't afford to move. My friend who owned the 800-square-foot apartment ended up selling the apartment because it simply just wasn't worth the hassle that the exorbitant property taxes were levied upon him were to maintain or to hold or even make a profit or a small profit as a landlord. So, you know, these types of property tax shenanigans will be attempted by the Democrats and will end up having drastic and dire results, as we have seen in Illinois.
Wow. Wow. In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you, tonight, of course, State of the Union. Is this going to be a victory lap for the Biden administration, telling us what a wonderful, swell job they're doing?
Well, of course, you know, never mind the Chinese spy balloon that traversed across our whole entire country, gathered data, and then that was ultimately shot down over the ocean. as we were scrambling to try to find any of the data and the contents of the balloon. But the data has already been, you know, sourced, okay? It's already been gathered. It wasn't like just that balloon held the data. It was connected to a system. He's going to tell us that he's done a great job of opening the border where we've had 5 million crossings in just 2 years. He's going to tell us how he's done a great job on inflation by passing something called the Inflation Reduction Act when eggs are $8 and gas is still over $5 in many parts of the country, over $4.50 here in Nevada, still the fourth highest state in the country. And the list will go on, and he'll take his failures as accomplishments, because honestly, the failure of this administration is the accomplishment of the Democratic Party. This failure is all by design. Our open borders are by design. The invasion at our southern border is by design. The human trafficking that comes along with this invasion is by design. The high costs levied upon Americans through inflation is by design. So they think these things are accomplishing the fundamental transformation of this country. As President Obama once promised us, he was days away from the fundamental transformation. We are witnessing Obama's third term in a pawn named Joe Biden.
So sad, so sad. Megan, always good to visit with you. If somebody wants to know what you're up to, what you're writing about, and by the way, I urge you to check this out every day because it's always different, it's always new, it's always fresh. Where can they find you?
TheNevadaGlobe.com, and they can also follow us on Facebook at Nevada Globe and Twitter at Nevada Globe. And we appreciate all the follows and the comments and the eyeballs. We just got the numbers from January, even though we fell a little bit in December, due to probably political exhaustion after the midterm. We're rebounding again, and our numbers look fantastic. So I thank you, and I thank all of the readers in Nevada for making us a trusted news source.
Megan, we'll talk again next week. Enjoy the rest of your week in Carson City.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. More to come. We'll help preview the State of the Union by President Biden. That's all coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:32, as we check out your current conditions right now, the freeways look pretty good for the most part. Commuters are averaging about 60 miles per hour on Interstate 15 through the Resort Corridor right now between the downtown Spaghetti Bowl and Sunset. No delays on US 95 or on the Southern Beltway 215. There are a few crashes to look out for on the surface streets, though. Southbound Maryland at Twain in central Las Vegas. Northbound Rainbow at Smoke Ranch. D. Martin Drive at Tropicana. That one's new. And do expect some delays through that construction zone. That's on Charleston Boulevard between Pecos and Lamb.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. Vegas Golden Knights in the mix for the top spot in the Pacific Division. They're 1 point out of that spot, chasing the Kings and Kraken, who are tied with 63. The division race is tight. Fourth place Edmonton has 60 points. Fifth place Calgary with 58. The second half of the season is underway. For the Golden Knights, they'll look to end a four-game winless skid when they visit Nashville tonight. Vegas is 29-18-4. But they went into the break on a 2-6-2 run, 2 regulation, and 2 overtime losses. The Knights played 4 straight away from home to wrap up the first half. After tonight's game at Nashville, they visit Minnesota this Thursday and finally return home on Sunday to host Anaheim. UNLV basketball visits Wyoming tomorrow. Nevada in a 3-way tie for second place in the Mountain West on the road at New Mexico tonight. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
At At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Milk, eggs, $42. Ma'am, you okay?
Need bucks? With Jackson Hewitt, don't wait weeks for the IRS to send your tax refund. Come in now for up to $3,500 with a no-interest, no-fee refund advance loan when you file your taxes. That's up to $3,500 today. Don't let high prices get you down. When every dollar matters, it matters who does your taxes. So get to Jackson Hewitt today. For eligible clients, loans by Republic Bank and Trust Company, details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tonight, of course, is the State of the Union. Okay. It should be fun. You know, if you're going to have drinking games, do it on things like making investments. They'll use the term, we're going to make an investment in our children, in our infrastructure, in our climate change. And the word will be used a lot. And every time you do, take a shot of whiskey. That's what I'll be doing. For instance, I know they'll be talking about the debt ceiling. And Kevin McCarthy, this is cut four, by the way. This is cut four. Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, made a speech late yesterday. In fact, it was early evening our time, where he essentially blamed Democrats for the debt ceiling increase and the problems that, that we're going to have to deal with sometime before June. Otherwise, we're going to renege on all these promises we made, all this indebtedness. This was Kevin McCarthy blaming Dems, not Republicans, for the debt ceiling increase. It's cut four, go.
In 2021, Democrats passed the largest debt limit increase in American history. Then they maxed our nation's credit cards again just 13 months later. Now, President Biden wants Congress to raise the debt limit yet again, without a single sensible change to how government spends your hard-earned money. None. Does that sound responsible to you? Now, if you had teenagers and they spent past the limit on a credit card, yes, you pay for it. But, now this is important, you don't allow their bad spending habits to continue. You change their behavior so it never happens again. You teach them to be sensible, responsible, and accountable adults. Well, I think I speak for most Americans when I say it's time for Washington to change its behavior and act like adults. 90 days ago, the American people chose to give Republicans power in the House of Representatives. because we are committed to finding solutions that curb inflation at its source, wasteful Washington spending. We are already changing the behavior of this government. The runaway spending of the last few years, it's over. Now we must return Washington to a basic truth. Debt matters. The debt limit is one of the most important opportunities Congress has to change course. How will we respond to determine what happens to our children and to their children in coming years and decades? The choice is clear. We can have reckless spending, or we can have responsibility. We cannot have both. We can leave our children a future with higher inflation, higher interest rates, and crushing debt, or we can leave them free to pursue happiness as God intended. What Americans want and what Republicans are fighting for is a responsible debt limit increase that puts us on a path towards a healthier economy.
There you have it. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House. Just a couple of hours ago, Chuck Schumer previewed the State of the Union. Let's take you back to Washington. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, who earlier talked about the legislative priorities he expects in the speech tonight by the President of the United States.
Her right after the shooting in Buffalo. Her son Zaire was shot in that Buffalo Top supermarket. Fortunately, he lived. She came down and testified. Didn't she come down and testify, I believe? Yes. Here to talk about the need for gun legislation. Obviously, we passed some gun legislation that would have dealt with some of the problems of 18-year-olds automatically getting AR-15s, and that's what happened in Buffalo. So she will be here. Taylor Jane Stimler is from New York City. Everhart's from Buffalo. As I mentioned, I'm sure. Taylor is an NYU student, 25-year-old diabetes advocate. We passed the law ensuring that all seniors, I wrote the law, we introduced it, that ensured that all seniors would not pay a penny for more than $35 insulin. And we wanted to get it done for everybody. So I put it in the reconciliation bill. As you know, the reconciliation bill knocked out it for below Medicare. So we're going to fight to get that done this year. And Taylor Jane Stimler represents a younger person who desperately needs help with the high cost of insulin. This guy's amazing. There's a man named Dr. Stanley Whittingham. He's a professor at Binghamton University. He also won the Nobel Prize for the inventing the lithium-ion battery. He's the inventor. And this is one great guy. He gets lured by all these great universities, but he stayed at Binghamton University, which is one of the finest state universities in the country. I have a number of very, very outstanding graduates of that institution that work for me. One of them standing over there, and she reminds me of it all the time. But in any case, we got a big federal investment, $60-some-odd million, to start creating a lithium-ion battery research and manufacturing hub right in Binghamton, New York. A lot of these cities, and this is not just true in New York, Syracuse had Carrier, no longer there. IBM was in Binghamton, no longer there. But these new industries will take their place and give these communities a sense of hope across America. Pedro Gamboa Bermudez, from Brooklyn. Pedro was born in Guatemala, worked as a baggage handler at JFK International Airport for more than 13 years. He came to the United States at a young age, pursuing the American dream. But now he's helping others achieve that dream as well. He organized his terminal to form a union at JFK Airport and is pushing with the labor union SEIU for the Good Jobs for Good Airports Act, a bill that I've co-sponsored and would set a living wage for airport workers. David Anderson from Albany, New York. This guy's a great guy. He's president and CEO of New York Creates, the Albany Nanotech Complex. Albany Nanotech is the leading public...
Chuck Schumer, who earlier this morning was talking about the legislative priorities, also going into his guest list, which is extensive for the Senate Majority Leader. But these are all on his guest list that'll be there tonight. during the State of the Union. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Keith Skipper will join us, the RNC National Director of Regional Communications. We'll talk with him about what he expects to hear from the president himself. Also, we'll talk about what's going on up in Carson City. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is attorney Steve Demopoulos. On behalf of the firm, I would like to thank the community for voting us Best of Las Vegas, Best Injury Lawyer, and Best Trial Lawyer. Demopoulos Law is the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Even as we speak, Mitch McConnell is skewering the State of the Union. It hasn't even been delivered, but Mitch McConnell has something to say about it. He's on the floor of the United States Senate right now, live. Let's take you live and local and take you to the floor of the United States Senate, the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell.
Ballistic missile launchers than we do. The administration's reckless retreat from Afghanistan blew past the expert warnings, cost the lives of 13 American service members, let thousands of terrorists waltz out of prison, and incentivized others to challenge an America that looked cowardly. In hesitating, indecisive, self-deterred approach to helping Ukraine before Putin invaded, and the earliest days right afterwards, left freedom's friends flat-footed and are making the subsequent fight more difficult than it ever had to be. And now the Biden administration has apparently pivoted from chasing another bad nuclear deal with Iran to trying to let terrorists out of Guantanamo Bay. These are just some of the reasons why 41% of Americans say the state of our union is weak, and only 13% say it's strong. Of course, this administration has also created problems for American families closer to home. A nationwide poll published last week revealed that just 16% of Americans say they're in a better financial situation today than they were 2 years ago when the president and his party assumed total control of government. For 84% of Americans, one-party Democratic control of Washington either failed to live up to its promises or actively made life worse. 2 years ago, over the objections of their own party's top economists, Washington Democrats misinterpreted a narrow election victory as a mandate for an unprecedented spending spree. When President Biden took office, inflation was at 1.4%. From Inauguration Day to today, inflation's over 13%. Working families have seen grocery prices jump 18.6%, used car prices rise 26.2%, and energy prices soar by 33.9%. Millions of Americans have earned pay raises at work, but runaway inflation has left them with less purchasing power than before. Our southern border is in crisis, shattering all-time records for illegal immigrant apprehensions. Streets and neighborhoods are being swallowed up by violent crime after local Democrats have cut police budgets, liberal prosecutors have turned jails into revolving doors, and national Democrats spent years amplifying the kinds of anti-police rhetoric that result in more crime. And President Biden is helping the radical left go on offense and bring a culture war to the doorsteps of normal American families, trying to squeeze Catholic hospitals and faith-based daycares out of business, trying to take school choice and curriculum transparency away from parents, and on and on and on. President Biden campaigned on being the adult in the room, but he's not even calling the shots in his own party. Over and over, on issue after issue, this president's handed the car keys to the radical left and turned himself into a passenger. That's why working families across the country have voted for change. They elected a Republican majority in the House of Representatives to put the emergency brakes on runaway liberal spending. They reelected all-star Republican governors in places like Texas, Georgia, and Florida. And they elevated a talented new generation of leaders, including the youngest serving governor in America, Governor Sanders of Arkansas, whom the American people will hear from tonight.
There you have it, Mitch McConnell, live, as it happens, on the floor of the United States Senate. That's why it's one of the things I love, by the way, about making the move to noon to 3, that I knew it would open up more windows where there's actual breaking news going on that we can take you to live. That's why we call it live and local. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Anymore.